What happens when three buffoons give life advice, explore unrealistic situations, and give random topics more thought than they probably deserve? It's the Spitballers Podcast with Andy, Mike, and Jason.
I need a lizard, a gizzard. Yes, I'm your local wizard. Huzzah!
Gosh dang it.
Dang it.
So you two liked that.
I did. I liked it a lot. I mean, I knew.
No. I loved it.
Yeah.
It was. Are you kidding me? It rhymed. It was topical.
I mean, it was a written rap.
Well, you didn't expect something else,
no,
did you?
No, I didn't. I know he's been prepping this for months.
That's what he did the first time, and it was great. Jason, we've been over this.
I know. I call foul ball. And I want another one.
You're not going to get one.
We can't redo the music and make him scat twice? What kind of world is this?
He needs a lizard, a gizzard, because
he's your local
the local wizard. Wait, hold on.
Hey, what's a gizzard?
You know, I'll cut your gizzard out.
Right, but where is it?
It's something in the neck.
All right.
It's chickens have one, for sure, and people eat it. Is Al Borland the local wizard?
He might be. At this point, he's been esteemed by the Spitwads for a long time.
That's true. He's on way too high of a pedestal. And now it's just even higher after that one.
They love him.
He tried to get one over on us. For those out there.
Yes. Very important that we bring this up while we are recording.
We have a spectacular episode 165 for you. Would you rather? Great question. And a draft of the worst things.
Welcome to the Spitballers Podcast. If you've never joined us before, this is not normal.
No, we would never let that man scat more than once every 80 episodes. But right before the episode, he's like, okay, Jason has a number one pick and he's got the scat. And, but I told Mike before, I said, you know, he's prepped up. And that wasn't off the cuff. He knew that if we caught him, mm-hmm. he would have something.
Mm-hmm. Now, Al Borland.
Did you pull out a scroll with that written on it?
I did not.
No, but did you, give me the percentage. Percentage that you thought we had forgotten and Jason was actually going to do the scat.
That's a good question.
87.
Oh, so you really thought you were getting out of it?
I 100% did. Ridiculous. I told Brooks the same thing.
I'm gonna defend. Okay. Oh, because we're in a hurry. It's football season. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say something to defend Al. Something I would never do normally, but I've had probably I don't know 4 or 5 times where I've kind of thought about the scat in a more advanced way, like Al just did, and I've messed them up.
Yeah,
because if you get going and you mess up your rhythm like that.
Yep.
It's a problem.
Yeah, well, Owl's a musical man.
What if Gizzard didn't come out right?
I'd
And then it's all over after that.
It does
that.
Sound like a word that there could be some dangerous slip-ups.
Right. Episode 165 of the show.
Also spelled with 2 Z's, a gizzard is a muscular, thick-walled part. Oh, it's a
turkey,
it's a bird's,
right?
It's a bird's stomach. I thought it was in the neck.
So what would be more delicious technically to eat, a lizard or a gizzard?
Probably the gizzard. People eat that.
It's on the inside.
Well, yeah, and that's on a menu. Like you can get gizzards. I've never seen a lizard on a menu. I've seen an alligator.
Get a gizzard where do you eat?
Very fancy places, apparently.
No, that's not a fancy place. That's more like when you're eating at the restaurant that's at like the Bass Pro Shop. You know what I mean? Like you're not at a fancy place here. This is just we can eat here too.
The built-in.
The Bass Pro Shop.
Yeah.
I'm just imagining.
You ever eaten at that restaurant?
Hold on.
Is that they're saying, you can eat there too?
Hold on. Is this a real place?
This is a real place,
no.
man. Yeah, you go into some of these, you
Cabela's.
Know. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they have
they
a restaurant
have
in there.
Food?
Oh, yeah, and they're going to have snake on the menu. They're going to have gator on the menu. They're going to, I mean, they're.
And then wild game like gizzard.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
My mind is blown right now.
Thank you for listening. If you're still listening, let's do some Would You Rather.
Would you rather?
Dude, look, super low calorie.
I was thinking of the waddle.
Waddle, waddle.
Well, like
it hangs from a neck of a turkey. I thought that was the
same
as...
Oh, is that called the waddle? Like the red thing?
W-A-T-T-L-E, the waddle.
That is correct.
Unless it's the waddle.
And then the...
which is what a baby shakes.
It's covered in caruncles.
Yes.
Which are the little bumps.
Yes, caruncles.
Caruncles, yeah.
I don't know.
Work that into a scat. Would you rather from Kyle on Patreon? The three of you must leave town for a business trip, but due to contractual obligations with advertisers, the show must go on. Would you rather your wives or your kids host an entire episode of the Spitballers?
Oh, man.
So Al's not only doing the scat, he's trying to get us killed.
I would put my wife on. I think she would crush it. The two of us met at a comedy improv group. Mm. She gives me usually every draft I'm coming into. I've got two or three suggestions from her. So I think she's waiting in the wings, just waiting for me to die so she can try to step. She's like, man, you know, if I start getting sick, she's poisoning me because she wants on the show.
It's tough because my quick answer would have been like, okay, let the wife come in here and do that. But man, do my kids know this show. Every episode. Nathan is my 10-year-old has listened to every episode at least twice. So he may be able to hold, he could definitely hold a draft down. Unless it was about pop culture that he didn't know.
I will publicly bring something up now that there has been more than one occasion that my wife has made a joke at home, and I'm like, oh, that's a good joke.
Stealing that.
And I will bring it, and I will put it in my bucket, and then at the right time, that joke will come out, and it will slay, and I will take all of the admiration, and then I will tell her, like, oh, I told that joke. And she's like, wait, did you give me credit? I'll say, no, I did not.
100% the same.
I did not give you any credit. But the true answer to this question is I got to go I think everyone thinks their kids are funny. My kids are funny, but my youngest has literally no filter of any social circumstance. This dude is a savage, and whatever he is thinking, he will just blurt it out. So
maybe the last episode.
Yeah, it might be, but when it comes to like radio or podcasting, I think that he would probably draw a very large crowd unintentionally.
All right, Randy from the website, would you rather sleep on a cot or a hammock for the rest of your life?
Oh, man. Ain't no cot holding me.
cot is, I mean, someone define a cot.
Yeah.
Okay, here's
what a hammock is.
While you look up the proper definition, here's the Jason Brain definition. A cot is a little tiny bed that folds up and can then go into like a little bag. That's what a cot is to me. So this has to be some collapsible, unfoldable.
A camp bed, particularly a portable, collapsible one.
Boom. And they can't hold this fella. Not happening.
There's no Team Hefty Boys cot?
Well, look.
Jason, there is a business opportunity.
the weight, I'm sure, is fine. I'm sure they make it with some kind
cot.
Of galvanized aluminum that has a the structural integrity.
The collapsible part is really what holds it back.
It's not. It's the cloth part. I don't know if you know this, but these cots where you stretch the like fabric out over the metal frame, they're the loudest thing in existence. If you're on that cot and
what
you
kind
move,
of sound? Oh,
just
like
the
creaking.
Yeah, the creaking fabric. And this is when
Help
children
me.
Are on it. This is when kids
Help.
Are on it. If I'm on there, no one else is sleeping because if I move one inch, it's just going to be
more
a
noisy.
A hammock is so wonderful, anyways.
Well, more noisy. A cot or an inflatable mattress?
A cot.
A cot.
Yeah.
Really?
It's the metal parts involved.
Yeah, you can get quiet.
There's
WD-40. Mattresses. WD-40. I like to spray my bed down before I go to bed. Get a nice, wet sleep.
I did
That's
that to somebody
be a
one time.
Sleep.
Jason's right. That material, it's like a canvas, and it's stretched like a drum head, and it just makes a ton of noise.
That's a good comp. It's like you're sleeping on
like
a drum.
It's
if you wanted to actually get some sticks out and set up a cot and play some music, you can succeed.
Now, a hammock's great.
Hammocks
I mean,
are
I'd, ra-
awesome.
I'd rather. Now, it's implied a hammock's going to be outside no matter what.
Well, it's only, I believe, they only work between trees if it's a real hammock.
Yeah. So, I mean, you're going to be, I mean, I just didn't know if that factored in the rest
you
of your life. Will you sleep outside the rest of your life? Like, it's not, a hammock's nice on a warm summer's day or. But rain, sleet, snow, tree branches, I mean, they can all come down on you.
I feel like I could put you know, I could be outside and put some structure up around it.
Like a cot up above you?
Right, just exactly. To... like, I sleep under the cot on a hammock. I stretch this canvas.
So are you the monster?
Am I the monster?
The monster under your bed?
Oh, I'm under the cot, yeah. I would be the monster.
The hammock monster.
And y'all should be afraid.
Mike, are you a hammock or a cot?
I don't have a ton of hammock
experience. That's a shame.
I've been in one.
You've never been in a hammock.
Well, once you get in a hammock,
it's hard to get out.
Getting out of a hammock is nearly impossible without just toppling
like a full
over
spin
and falling on your face.
Okay.
I mean, I'm sure there's a technique that I don't know about with my lack of experience. Well, what do you? But sleeping outside all the time.
The outside is a huge
problem.
It's
uncivilized.
The outside is a huge problem. But I will say this: Andy has hammocks up at his family's cabin, and I have recently gone up there and laid in one, and it's so nice. It is such a delight. When you talk about getting out of this, I need to make sure all phones are in my hands or put away, that there can be no video evidence of me trying to get out of this hammock, because this is an embarrassment. I mean, I will love.
So should I go back to the video archives and take a little?
Oh man, getting out of a hammock is its own sport.
Put it in the Olympics.
Yeah.
All right. KO from Patreon. Would you rather have to craft all your pants out of old shirts, or craft all your shirts out of old old pants? No help from your wives or anybody else. Which is the one that most easily?
Oh,
it's got to be putting the shirt on as shorts.
Yeah, you've never done that.
Plus, you got to. I mean,
come on, you got easy. On.
Come on.
Yeah, I mean one sleeve, and you're pretty much
and
done.
And then your poop hole.
Yeah, you might want to sew up one of the holes,
right?
Or at least put a button on it. So,
but like, God, I mean, tell me honestly, you've never done that?
I'm sure as a child, I've put a shirt on like pants.
Look yourself in the
mirror. But I've also put pants on like a shirt. I'll be honest with you there.
I've never done that.
You never put your arms through both legs and pulled them up?
I will.
Where does your head go?
Yeah, that's
the really the problem, right in the crotch.
I don't have any memory of doing the shirt as shorts maneuver.
You have to
until tomorrow. Tomorrow, I will have a memory for sure of trying on a shirt as bottoms, and I will wear it for at least 15 minutes.
You give me the shirt, and look, just give me a stapler,
and you're good,
and we're good to go. This thing is ready for live action.
The other problem is, all of my pants are jeans.
There's not enough material.
I don't want to wear hot jeans. It'd be like wearing a Gildan.
It wouldn't be that. It would be you having one jean leg on one arm, one jean leg on the other, and you're bare-chested and bare-backed.
You're just peeking out
you
the zipper?
You can't sew some material into enough material.
Like a cyclops?
You tell me that there's enough material inside of one pair of jeans to be a nice shirt?
Well, it doesn't say that it has to be one pair of pants. It says you craft all your pants out of your old shirts, or you craft all your shirts out of your old pants.
Oh, loophole.
So you're cutting these, you know, maybe you have to cut them up, sew them together, patch them together. But so let's say I'm a perfect seamstress, if that's what I would be, and you cut.
Seamster.
Is it a seamster? I was thinking the same thing.
Would I be a seamstress or would I be a seamster? Producers, please.
I've never heard of a seamster.
I have not either.
This is like the whole ballet thing.
The term
again, isn't
for
it?
The male counterpart to a seamstress is a seamster.
Yes. Oh, man. Yeah. Go. All right.
You always have been a spinster.
Yeah, so if I was a seamster, I don't think I would enjoy a perfectly tailored jean t-shirt. I mean, I can't imagine just about anything worse than putting on a jean material t-shirt. That's
agreed.
Awful.
Agreed. Just let me wear my shirts as pants.
I feel like I would have to Band-Aid my nips. You know what I mean? Like, that would be uncomfortable.
Some real chafage going on.
Yeah. What are you using the zipper for?
That's where you look out. That's your eye hole.
It was a mask as well?
Yeah.
Wait, you're putting... You don't... See, I
He's
usually
not
bring
as
my
much
shirts
of a seamster.
Past my head.
He's not a seamster, so he would be...
I guess
I would just leave it right in front of my belly button. Just that way, you know, maybe I've got a nice belly button ring.
The zipper?
I can unzip, let that hang out.
Rick from the website, it is Friday night, so you're obviously wearing your Superman costume.
Obviously.
With your bright red cape. Would you rather be dropped into a bullfighting ring or dropped into the toughest biker bar in America?
The toughest biker bar, please.
Okay.
Now, here's why. I believe there is a chance that I can go into the toughest biker bar in America and not get in a fight. I think I could do it. I think I could walk in, even looking dumb, and walk out. I don't know if there's a chance that I get put next to a bull in a red cape. I don't get a choice in them. I feel like I can't talk this bull down. I can't be like, no, it's good. I'm not going to hurt you. Whereas I presume most of the bikers.
Do you think you could have a, like, go into a biker bar dress like that and hang out and have a few beers and then walk out and be all right?
I think I could win them over.
I think easily. Like, bikers, I get that, you know, they have the reputation, tough guys, you know, we ride together and we go to the bar. You tell me they don't like Superman? They were little boys at one point. They grew up wanting to be Superman.
I think they grew up wanting to be Lex Luthor.
I think it's a facade. I think these biker guys are real gentle on the inside.
They're just teddy bears on
the
inside.
There are throwing them in a lump is not fair.
No.
There are many great bikers.
Yeah, and I'm sure there's.
But the cliche biker beats the crap out of Superman.
Well, not the real Superman. I mean,
well, okay, all right.
I mean, how much kryptonite is involved? And which color?
And that's bragging rights for a biker.
To beat up Superman?
Yeah.
That is true. That's a good story.
I feel like you could go into a biker bar as Superman, and it would be okay.
If I went into a biker bar as Superman, my goal is to leave that night after a giant karaoke party. I'm going to get them all in. I'm going to get these guys celebrating Superman and music.
I want just you, no costume, in a biker bar. Just Jason.
I would actually. I feel like it would be more of an icebreaker, and I would feel more comfortable in a Superman suit, even as a very fat Superman. I would feel like that
Superman.
It would break the ice. It would tear down their walls. They would look at me with pure anger and evil intentions at first, and then as I walk by, I think I could get them to give a good chuckle, and then.
Now, what if it says "bikers suck" on the back of your cape?
Ooh, oh, then you're. Yeah, that's, right. Now we're in the impractical jokers, and I'm in a punishment. Yeah,
that's right. Cheating.
Let's move on.
That's a great question,
Spencer, from the website. A very simple question. Is a toilet an appliance? Is a toilet
an appliance? My.
And I can see, to me, my gut reaction is no, it's not.
And why is that?
Multiple reasons.
I can only come up with one.
Well, I've got two.
Because it's not in the kitchen?
No.
How about your dishwasher? But your
air conditioners.
There's two.
Is an appliance? Your AC is an appliance?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
What?
I think so. But that kind of submarines my arguments here. The toilet doesn't use any electricity.
That was my number one. But
neither is yours. You have a supplemental bidet. You do not have your main. You don't use power. You don't plug your toilet in.
Okay, that's fair.
They do in Japan, but they don't do it here. And then the other is that if I go to a Best Buy, I ain't buying any toilets. I mean, it's an appliance store.
Okay, that's a very strong
argument.
They
don't have any toilets.
But are they an appliance store, or do they just sell refrigerators?
Okay,
and
Lowe's, Home Depot, you can buy toilets, but not in the appliance section.
Is there an appliance section, or is
it
the fridge?
Says appliances.
I think there's a kitchen section, bathroom section.
It says appliances.
I think it says kitchen.
Now, real quick.
Al? You know about these stores. You've been into one.
I think there's an appliance section.
Yeah, and it's the first time he's ever agreed with me. 165 episodes.
Now, I have a close friend of our family's who has a Toto.
Who is an appliance?
Toilet. Who is a toilet? Who has a Toto toilet? Not a bidet.
Yeah.
Topper that like replaces the seat, but the whole thing is a bidet, and that plugs into power.
They live in Kansas?
No, they're here in Peoria, Arizona.
He was mad at my joke, and then he threw that out there.
Jason didn't even get my joke.
I did
not. It wasn't a joke.
It was a clever quip.
It was a Toto quip, but now I'm ruining it.
Goodness.
Here's the thing. I said in Japan.
You chuckled. You chuckled. Oh, yeah, go. Be big, tough guy in the biker bar now. Thank you. Six.
Oh,
that's above average.
I'll give it a six. That's above average.
Because he laughed. Yeah, he had no choice.
They do make high-tech toilets. So what crosses over into an appliance? Because this probably applies to other things in your home. No one's calling other things you sit on. A chair's not an appliance.
Well, hold
on. Just because you plug it in.
What if it's a massage chair?
Not an appliance.
Okay.
It has to do something.
It has to do a
practical
job.
For you. A job. That's the way to put it.
Well, it does a very important job. I don't know about your toilets, but mine does like a job I don't want anything else doing.
It doesn't.
It's a janitor.
Dang it.
Yeah.
Is a garbage can that's plugged in an appliance?
A trash compactor?
Yeah, that is.
A
is that an appliance?
Is an appliance. But
that's an industrial machine.
Yeah, but a garbage can is not. So where is that bridge?
What's a garbage disposal?
That's an appliance for sure. I mean, that's just easy.
I got another one for you. You're going to a wedding of some close friends. They say we need appliances for our new apartment. Oh, are you getting them a toilet?
No.
No, you're not.
Is a blender an appliance?
Yeah. Big time. That's the like a picture of an appliance.
That's the poor man's appliance.
What's an appliance to you?
Wait, but here's
unless
the thing.
Unless you get a Vitamix.
here's the rich man's appliance. Yeah.
Here's the thing. You get a home warranty, right? You buy a home, you get a home warranty, and that covers all your appliances. I feel like toilets are covered, but blenders aren't covered.
Toilets are in the plumbing coverage. Blenders are not covered because they're too cheap and small.
Wait, toilets are in the plumbing coverage. So there is separate plumbing coverage.
Yes.
Oh, boom, bam.
But the blender is an appliance and is not covered.
Guess where you buy toilets at the Lowe's?
In the toilet section?
In the plumbing section.
That is true. I think we've got an official answer.
I think we have an official answer, but I also think that we need... The toilet is metaphorically, literally, it's just getting crapped on. And we need to elevate the status.
If you can plug one into
toilet.
Your kitchen, if you can plug one into a kitchen outlet, then it becomes an appliance.
Okay.
Al thinks he has the answer.
I thought we had the answer. I thought we knew that it wasn't. But I just looked up the definition of an appliance.
Okay.
Oh, definition, smefinition.
It is a device or piece of equipment designed to perform a specific task, typically a domestic one. If that ain't a toilet.
I do all my pooping domestically.
I have never done international pooping to this day that I can remember. At that point, I was in a diaper. So that's
You've done no international pooping in all your life?
Let me think about this.
You did some pooping in Mexico, didn't you?
We went to Canada.
You pooped in Canada. You pooped in Mexico.
I feel like Canada's
or
domestic.
Or did you not poop? Did you hold it? You say when you go on trips.
Well, when I camp, I'm going to hold that in. I'm not going out in the woods.
Okay.
I'm just going to...
So you do prefer a domestic poop?
I do. I need my appliance.
Al, what were you going to say? You said you have the correct answer.
I was just going to say, generally, a toilet is not considered an appliance. It's considered a plumbing fixture.
There you go. Fixture. That sounds right. Mm. Now, do you see,
Al, any
point in which that toilet could become an appliance? Or is that just...
You had me convinced on the old, once you plug it in, it becomes an appliance concept.
Well, I'm glad we could answer that definitively. Alec from the website, how long is too long to use the bathroom at work? When is it unfair to my employer because I've taken too long of a break?
When they notice.
Well, hold
on. I mean, that's the first thought I have. Like, if they don't notice, that's not on you.
I feel like I have a different answer for my employees.
If you were an employee.
Let's talk from the perspective of the employer.
Okay.
All right, Mike, go.
I mean, 5 minutes.
Yeah.
When would you go from the compassion of, man, that guy's having a hard time, to the, hey, listen, some work's got to get done here.
Things don't always move quickly. Sometimes there's a lot of things happening when I am doing my diligence.
Hopefully not too many things.
Okay. There's a lot of things coming out.
All right.
But. 30 minutes. I'll give somebody 30 minutes.
What?
Yes.
You are a generous
man. Says the 1 hour shower.
Oh my goodness. Wait, you're saying at work you can get a whole lunch break on the toilet?
I mean,
that's incredible.
I'm a generous man.
You need to have poop integrity. I mean, if you're on the toilet and you're actually doing business, I don't want you coming back any sooner than you did.
That's what I'm saying.
You're done.
I understand.
No way it takes. If it's 30 minutes, let's just say this. If you need every ounce of 30 minutes, if that's your need, you got to go home. You are sick. You should not be at my office. There is a problem with your health. 30 minutes, it's like I take too long in the bathroom. I do. I do 100% of the time. When I go poop, it's too long. That's because I'm on my phone, not because I'm doing my business.
That's my. I was going to bring it up. The phones have created a world of
they have.
Hey, man, I'd like to go check my fantasy football team, and I guess I have to poop.
I had a 10-minute pee.
I mean, 30 minutes because we've all had the poo where you're sitting there, you're 10, 15 minutes in, you're done. But you know that if I get up and go out, everyone will have heard the flush. Everyone will see me return to the desk. And then you give me another 8 to 10 minutes and it's going to be right back in there. So I'm avoiding that situation by just barricading myself in the bathroom.
But there's a problem here. Other people might need to use it. And while they won't want to use it.
No, they definitely don't.
Sometimes needs come before wants.
Yeah, but sometimes you know you're going to be running right back in there, and that you don't want to give up your seat.
So it's a first-in claim situation? Yeah, it's a land grab for toilets?
If you're trying to get – sometimes you could be chivalrous, as they say, and try to sneak out and let somebody else use it, but what if they've got to go number two and you know you got to turn right back around?
I feel like 15 minutes is more than fair on both sides. 15 minutes – gives you plenty of time to do what you got to do. And as an employer, I think that's fine. Over 15, I start to question what's going on in that room.
Okay.
And I feel like, do we need a doctor? Because I will call a doctor.
Do we need a doctor or does someone need to find a new job?
New question. How long before you have to knock on the door? How long, you're the employer or another employee, how long before you are willing to check in on the person?
That's a full 30. 30 in the stall.
Now, is that just a check-in?
That's a, hey, how you doing?
That's a knock and, Roger, you okay in there?
Yeah, and then they're like, you know, making sure they're not throwing up or getting sick.
And what if the response is just like, yeah, I'm okay.
Then you walk away. You're free.
Okay.
See, I don't think it's 30 minutes is where I start talking behind their back. 30 minutes is where I'm starting to point out to the other coworkers.
Yeah.
You know, he's been in there for 30 minutes. 45 minutes, we are having a blast joking about this. 1 hour, I am worried.
And then how long until you just slide the pink slip right under the door?
You're fired.
That's a 2-hour poop.
But you have to have the verbal confirmation first that they are still alive and okay in there.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to have
a
situation.
You don't
want to
fire a dead person?
You cannot fire a dead person. It's a bad look, bad for PR. So you can't slide that pink slip under the door while they're just, you know, dead in their own poop.
Right.
You have some respect.
Respect the deceased?
Respect the deceased.
And I guess a bathroom stall is one of the hardest places to identify a living or dead person. Because the smell is one of the signals.
Ooh.
And it already smells kind of rough in there.
And I've heard you poop when you die. Everything just
clears
out.
I've heard some do.
So it's an extra poo. A dead poo.
Yeah.
Oh, dead poo too. I love that movie.
All right. Matthew from Patreon. When does looking young for your age turn from annoying to flattering?
Wait, did you just give yourself an 8?
Yeah, I gave myself an 8 on that joke. Thank you.
When does looking young for your age turn from annoying to flattering? I can tell you, this is my life story. I mean, I lived my entire life looking younger than I wanted to look as a kid. Everyone always thought I was 3 or 4 grades younger than I was.
That's a big gap.
Yeah, late bloomer. Thought I was the kindergartner getting the tour of the high school when I was a freshman in high school. And everyone said, oh, you'll love it when you're older. So,
and what age did you actually love it? Because you hated it when you were a
35.
Kid. Oh, it took a minute.
Yeah, 35.
Turned from annoying to flattering.
Yeah, when you're young, you don't want to hear that from people.
Of course. And
when you're old, you do.
Yeah, like your mid-30s? Is he right on this, Jason?
Yeah, I think now that I think about it, you are right. Because when you're in your 20s, you change to where you want to be respected as a full adult. You are when I'm 25 years old, I don't want to be thought of as a kid anymore. I mean, I was married. I'm a grown-up. But if I'm looked
still
at
are.
Like a child...
When you get carded...
No, you're still married.
When you get...
yes, I am.
I was married. Yep. I said, you still are.
When you get carded for anything you need to be an adult for, 18 or 21, is that annoying or is that flattering?
Well, there's a it changes back and then forth again. Like, I'm annoyed now.
Right.
Like, okay. I've gotten back That's to true. Annoyed where it's like, oh, dude, look at this beard and this weight. This doesn't happen on a 21-year-old.
This 35-year-old weight.
Look at these crow's feet.
Yeah. You see my hairline, bro? You do not need to card me. Let's move on here.
That was a different time in my life. The first time I was, like, not carded. Was like,
okay, oh. Yeah, good. Thank you.
It's like, wow.
Stop wasting my time.
I feel like
last week was amazing.
It's younger for women. Like, my wife, I'm sure, had a younger age at which it turned to flattery than I did.
That
you know what
sense.
I mean? I feel like, you know, for her, it was probably mid-20s. For me, it's mid-30s.
I could be talked into 30 on the dot. Like, if you're 30 and people think you're 20-something, I think that's the answer.
That is the age.
It is
30.
30?
You want to be thought of as, like, if someone says, oh, you're late 20s, you're like, nope, I'm 30.
What is the best age?
The best age?
The best age range for life. Your peak, you know, look, let me phrase it this way, okay? We do the fantasy footballers as our full-time job, and we do a ton of research and analytics, and we have established that a running back's peak performance is 24 years old, wide receiver's peak performance is 27 years old on average. What is the peak performance of humanity for enjoyment? Like, where do you peak?
So it's not athletic performance.
Correct.
Is it happiness?
Yes.
Is it
I'm talking about happiness. Just pure, I love this age. I'm happy only because of the age I am. Not my surroundings or how much money or my kids. Just, I love this age.
What if you've never hit it?
Ooh, maybe you're like, I'm waiting for my 60s.
It's more than 38 then for you.
To me, it's late 20s.
Late
20s. I think late 20s is great.
I would not imagine my happiest without my kids. I'm close to it. I think 35, 36, 37, right where I'm at.
Okay, you started with 35, which you are
but
past.
But I felt like I was then saying that I'm not happy now.
I get that. And I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about humanity.
Well, I think generally you have different struggles for different times of life, right? Like, do you need money to be happy? Or do you need to be content? You know,
more money, more problems, man.
Well, I mean, because most people reach their peak earning age around 40 or 45. So you oftentimes, if you're in your 20s, you're scrapping for, you might be having more fun
right.
in some ways,
and
but you're scrapping.
Is that better?
I don't know. We've gotten real philosophical here.
Yeah, we have. It's 27 years old.
Do you guys know Ed Asner, the actor?
I have heard
the
name.
He just passed away.
Oh.
And he's an amazing actor. But he was talking about, like, he was doing acting up into his late 80s.
Whoa, I spelled that right first try.
He was the guy who did Up. He was the Up voice for the old man.
Yeah.
And they also animated it after him.
Yeah.
I did not realize
that.
They did.
Yeah, so he's amazing. His voice is amazing. His acting's amazing. But what was amazing about...
He's Santa Claus and an elf.
Yeah.
For real?
He's incredible. Ed Asner's awesome. Just passed away. He was acting until he was late 80s.
Because acting's not a job.
He said he was the best he ever was in his late 80s because he had so much experience learning all the nuance. Like, the actual acting got better because how do you not have more? I mean, you can't have 60 years of experience as a 40-year-old.
Absolutely. He's better at his job, but I doubt he's going tubing down, you know.
Which is the key to life.
A speedboat. Whoa, let's go.
Not hitting the Salt River.
Not hitting the Salt River, having a good old time that way. So there's different peaks. But for me, I think...
What's your age?
Physical age, 27 years old.
27. Peak, Mike?
The first thing that came to my mind was 28 to 32.
Mm-hmm. And I'll just philosophize that it's when you can look back and be happy and look forward and be happy.
Well,
oh.
At the same time.
So then it's 5 to 95.
Oh, I was going to go
over 95 or under 5.
40's all right.
I was going never.
The key to life is knowing a few close friends that are a little bit older than you because you'll always feel young because you just make fun of them. Like you guys.
That's why you just marry someone older than you.
That was smart of you, Mike. Very, very smart. All right, it's time to draft.
The Spitballers Draft.
I love drafts like this. It's imagination. The worst things you can find under your pillow. That's what we're drafting.
Oh, we got a draft integrity question here.
Sure.
Because Owl did the scat. And usually on the Spitballers podcast, if you scat, you have the first pick in the draft. But we also said that Jason will not be skipped on the scat.
Is this you trying to get a second first round pick?
Nope. This is me asking the question, what do we do with the first pick?
It goes to Jason.
Okay.
I totally agree.
Only because we did that on show 80.
All right.
But I will say this draft idea, this what you find under your pillow. See, I thought the draft integrity was like, has to be something that can fit under your pillow, which I think is absolutely true.
Yeah.
But
I'd hate to find a car under my pillow.
Semi-truck. What I was going to say is I love this idea. I love this draft. It's hilarious to me. And I feel like the idea is like seven things popped into my head and I was done thinking about it. So, Jason, what is the number one pick for worst things to find underneath your pillow?
This was great. This is not one you can research. This isn't one you can Google. This is one where you close your eyes, you lay your head down, you slide that hand under, and you go, oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Close your eyes with us, unless you're driving.
In honor of some of our questions today, it's doo-doo.
Yeah, I mean, there's a clear 101.
There's a clear number one. It's poop. I don't want to reach my hand under that pillow and be like, what is that? And then because here's the deal. How do you tell what anything is? You know what I mean?
You got to smell it.
You're going to smell it.
You got to smell it.
And then you're going to regret having done that. The lights are off, probably. You're in bed. Oh, that is.
How many whiffs do you give this thing?
Oh, I'm only going to need one. This is fresh. It is warm.
No, man, you're going in for more than one.
No. My only hope is that when I went for the whiff, that I didn't get too close and dab it on my nose, and then all of a sudden there's a whole new problem. That's the clear worst thing.
Is part of the discovery here, like, how did this get here? Or is it just, like, the worst things? Like,
I mean,
is that part of the comprehension?
Absolutely. When you're
like the horse head in the bed?
When you're factoring in such important questions as this, you have to really...
Horse head is literally on my list.
It horse head
so
is?
I'm so mad that you
I don't think that can fit underneath a pillow.
Of course it can. What kind of baby pillows do you have over there, Holloway?
I feel like that would become the pillow. You just wake up and your pillow's been replaced with a horse's head.
So, and Brooks... He brings up, what if the way you discover this is that you're flipping your pillow to the cool side?
Ooh, that's even worse. No. How many times do you flip a pillow every night?
I would say my over-under is probably at like 1.5.
I am probably...
Oh, really? Is that like a normal thing? People flip them all the time?
Oh, my goodness. I'm 6 or 7 to get to sleep. I flip them a lot, and then I probably flip them once or twice through the night.
Really? For the just cooler side?
Yep, 100%.
I only do it if it's like, I've been laying here in a while. I can't fall asleep. Let's flip it over. Let's get cool.
All right. Well, I'm still going to go with my pick here, even though I feel like it obviously, like, poop is terrible to find.
Mm-hmm.
But there is something about, like, I mean, I don't know. Maybe you find maybe you're lucky. Maybe it's not a loose one. But you're not going to get lucky at all if you find a bunch of peanut butter under your pillow.
Uh-huh.
So peanut butter is just...
I'm just as scared. I'm scared for that smell because the lights... I think I reached my hand into poop.
And if you do find peanut butter under your pillow...
This is unbelievable. I had jelly on my list, and I feel like I can't take jelly now.
Are you trying to get... Like, you're throwing the sheets out with the poop, right?
Oh,
are you
my
trying
goodness.
To get the peanut butter out, or are you throwing those out too?
No, you can wash peanut butter.
That's the thing. Then you have to wash peanut butter out of your sheets.
That's fine, because you could scrape the peanut butter off, throw the sheets in the washer. There's no chance. You don't wash and reuse poop sheets. And
peanut butter's a strong smell, too. So
it is.
Now,
the question is, once you know what it is, how do you dispose of it off your fingers? I'm probably just cleaning up right there, going back to bed.
Okay, which is not what you're doing with the poop.
That is correct. That is correct. I mean, I'm going to wipe it, but I'm not going to clean it with my mouth.
All right, Mike, you have two picks, if you have anything left on your list.
I do. You'll
take jelly and horse's head.
And you're just eliminating stuff for me. But number one... This was my first thought because I was trying to put myself.
Yeah, put yourself.
Okay, I'm laying down and I'm a tummy sleeper.
Yeah.
So you lay down, you go to slide your hand under, and all of a sudden, there's a porcupine under your pillow.
Oh yeah, that wouldn't be fun.
Look, that's gonna be a problem. Where did you come from, Mr. Porcupine? And I probably have a couple quills in my hand.
Okay, this wasn't a bite situation. This was a quill right in the fingertip.
And this is a dead porcupine then, right? I mean.
I don't. Maybe he's asleep. How'd
you, why'd you go to sleep on a porcupine?
But here's. So I said there's a porcupine under the pillow, and Jason was worried about getting bit.
A porcupine bite?
Let me ask you something. Would you enjoy a porcupine biting your finger?
Are they known biters?
Have they ever bit anything? Do they have mouths?
They're covered in weapons.
Yeah.
Why would they bite anything?
Well, it's like when a hornet goes up and bites you, right?
Yes, exactly.
Okay, that's a good comp. Also, I'm realizing I thought they were carnivores. That is incorrect. They
a
are
porcupine?
Herbivores. That is.
You thought they were hunting out there?
They're made of weapons. I thought, yeah, like let's go kill something with these quills and eat it. But they are herbivores, so yeah, I'm more worried about the quills.
So you've got a porcupine under your pillow. That would be shocking.
All right, and I mean it's all about finding gross stuff under there. Well, I mean, or dangerous things like a porcupine. I'm gonna go with chewed gum.
All right. Ooh. That was on the list.
Well, you got that one? All right. Yeah. I got you back for at least one of them. But yep. you reach under. And I'm not talking.
I wrote lots of bubble gum, like a whole bunch of gum.
Yeah, I'm not talking. It's been under there forever, and it's hardened up.
No,
and
it's gooey.
Can flick it off. No, this is. This
Someone
is,
chewed it.
Yes.
And put it under there.
You ever had the go to sleep with gum problem? My sister had that happen.
Well, like
to her.
She chewed and fell asleep.
She was chewing gum.
Oh, the hair.
Goes, yeah,
that
and
goes,
that's what
that
happens.
That goes right in your hair. Yeah.
You wake up, and we had to cut it out. We had to cut the gum out of the hair.
I have many times in my life I have had long hair, and I've had the gum in the hair.
Ooh.
The aforementioned, you found it under your pillow, Andy, yeah. But that's how you get it out. Peanut butter.
Oh,
what?
So you're coming over to my place.
Yes, peanut butter.
You're coming
you
over
can to get gum out of hair with
yeah,
peanut
it's something,
butter?
It's something to do with the oils, and it's not a comfortable process at all.
I have heard of that before.
But yeah, you use peanut butter to get it out.
Yeah.
Pro tip.
What do you do to get the
you
peanut
also,
butter out?
You also
then you use some bleach to get the peanut
this,
butter out.
This is a real old lady that swallowed the fly situation.
For what it's worth, Jason, that is also one of the big cures for baldness. So peanut butter on the hair.
Yeah,
will,
slather it
I
on
will
and
try
put those,
it immediately.
Put those pictures up.
All right, I have a pick here, and I'm going to go with. Look, I'm reaching my hand under the pillow. I've had I've had a long day.
Mm-hmm.
Close my eyes. I reach the hand under. And gee golly, there's a bear trap.
Oh, a bear. I have a mouse trap on mine.
No, you don't.
Because that fits under a pillow.
A bear trap will get under there better than a porcupine will, I'll tell you that. I mean, obviously it's set.
A bear trap would be bad. I feel like the head would be the problem first.
I could be. Yeah. Yeah, it could be.
Yes,
I'm a light sleeper.
I don't think you need to reach your hand under to find out that the bear trap is there.
I don't want to find one under my pillow.
I don't either. No, your hand, it's gone. and that's unfortunate. That's definitely not what I don't want to lose my hand under a pillow. All right.
Or your life.
Actually, I guess I do want to lose my hand under the pillow because otherwise it's head or hand. So take my hand. Okay, so mousetrap, which was going to be my next pick. Because all I could think is like
you can take a smaller, worse trap, like a better one to find.
Right, like if I took peanut butter after poop. all I could think
those
about
are quite a bit different
was putting my hand under and having something snap it. I'm gonna go a different route because of the fact that there is one thing that is very, very, very common to put under your pillow for the tooth fairy.
Oh man, yeah.
I don't want to find someone else's tooth.
It's
under my pillow.
It is on my list.
Really?
Teeth yeah. is on my
yes.
A bunch of teeth under your pillow would be a weird thing.
We got there on a. I wasn't even thinking about the tooth fairy. I was just thinking about what would be very disturbing to find under
yes,
your pillow.
Yes, teeth under a pillow would be.
Come
not
on,
good.
Man. You guys are killing my list.
We're destroying your list. Well, here. Let's see if this one's under there. I was trying to think, like, okay, what else would be real? Like, you're in a daze. You don't remember what you were dreaming about. You don't remember what's going on. What day is it? What's going on? And all of a sudden, I reach under that. What is that? It's hard. It's sharp. I'm going to pull this out. There's a bloody knife under my pillow. What have I done?
Okay.
What have I done? I don't remember a thing. I do not want to pull out a bloody knife under my pillow while I wake up.
You're a little disoriented.
Oh,
you don't
I'm
know
disoriented.
What's going on.
I hope there's not police lights coming because I didn't do it, officer. I have no memory
but
of this.
But your prints
but
are all
that
over.
Would tear. Exactly. I just pulled the knife out.
And maybe your blood because depending on how you put the hand under there.
Yeah, I mean, also, I don't want to give murder tips, but this sounds like a good place to hide a weapon because someone else is going to pull it out and put their fingerprints all over it.
Yeah, I mean, it's just tough to sneak in and sneak a knife under somebody's head.
That is the problem. I'm working through that part.
Yeah, for your murder tips.
For my murder tips podcast.
Okay, I'm going to go with...
Tip of the week.
Tip of the week.
Place your weapon under someone else's pillow.
Use gloves that don't fit.
They'll wake up disoriented and grab the knife. Look, I imagine this would be terrible. I don't want to find a whole bunch of crude oil under my pillow.
Ooh.
So okay. I don't know if you could get that off of your body. I don't know if you can get that off of your hair. Your bed it's soaked through.
That'd be scary too. From like I'm thinking of it.
Yeah.
On like a kerosene level, like, you know, sure. Crude oil is very flammable.
Yeah, it would be messy. It would be scary. So I'm going to go with crude oil. Mike?
Crude oil. Okay, I like that pick. I'm going through my list here. I have one of my two picks for sure because you guys have backed me into a corner. you ever made a list for a Spitballers draft? And then you start reading the list and you're on the air and you go, huh? I don't really know why I put that.
I can't wait for after the draft to hear the rest of your list, Mike.
Well,
or by all means, bring it up now.
I mean, yeah. Okay, whatever. We'll start with the one I know while I stall for time. But I mean, this is a Jason Moore special. It's spiders.
Oh, that was my last pick, you dirty dog. Now I got to find something.
I mean, like a porcupine is bad enough, but... If you put your hand under the pillow and it's spiders.
Oh, no.
Like, that's something that it can actually happen.
Oh, no.
Next pick. Next pick.
You don't
want
to elaborate?
What's your team right now, Jason?
My team right now is I have poop or doo-doo, teeth of someone
teeth.
Else, and bloody knife.
And, Mike, where are you at with your last pick coming up?
So I got porcupine, I got chewed gum, I got spiders, and, I mean... Whatever. Let's move forward with it. I thought it was funny at the time because I was like trying to think of, you know, a real adult nightmare. You tried to leave this behind and you reach under your pillow and there it is. All your unpaid parking tickets have come back to haunt you.
Wait, this is like the...
this is like the dream of going to school with no pants on.
Yeah, I think you're about to wake up.
Yes, you
can hear it.
You just hear the crinkles, and you go, "Oh no!"
Unpaid
of course,
parking tickets.
I owe them so much money.
Oh my goodness! Well, I love it. My last pick is going to be a baby alligator.
Okay.
Oh, yeah,
okay.
Certainly.
Dangerous.
Look out for that bite.
Yeah, that's not going to feel very good.
What would you rather be bit by, a baby alligator or a porcupine?
The porcupine would gnaw on me with its little gums.
Me too. I'd pick a porcupine. I don't think their bite's going to hurt much. Although they eat tree bark, so they got to be able to do some damage.
I'm sure they have good
teeth. You Googled porcupines today, didn't you?
I Googled whether they were carnivores, and I was sadly mistaken.
You learned that they ate tree bark?
Yes, I did.
All right, final pick from Mr. Moore. You've got everything else under the sun to choose from. My team is peanut butter, bear trap, crude oil, and baby alligator. That finishes it off. Jason has poop, someone else's teeth, bloody knife. I would stand to reason if it was all your own teeth, you would also be scared.
That is
if you found
fair.
All your teeth under your pillow.
What are you doing here?
Final pick, though.
Final pick was, without a doubt, I set it up. It was going to be spiders. Yeah. That was easy. That was a little hanging fruit. Very mad at you, Mike. Left over on my list, I'm trying to look at what I don't want to find.
The rest of your hair?
No, that'd be fine. It would be super easy to clean up. Not much there. I think that what I would not want to find, I'm debating between two here. One is another bodily function, and one is just unfortunate.
Okay.
You got to go with the just unfortunate. You can't find pee-pee.
I wasn't going pee-pee. I was going throw up.
Yeah.
But all right. I won't go throw up. I'm going to go with something that is very common. You find, well, for maybe not for you guys.
$100 bills.
You just told on yourself.
Yes, I did. You got me. You got me red-handed. I realized that other people might not find this. You find this in your bed.
Oh,
bags
no.
of chips.
Sometimes.
Who put that there?
But it is the worst
diamonds
thing possible to find in your bed that is actually realistic. For some people
crumbs.
Who have children, let's say. But yes, cracker crumbs, because you can't ever get them off the bed. You try to sweep
like
them
no,
off.
The sweeping motion doesn't work.
It doesn't work. You try to just do the pull the sheet up thing, and it, no matter what, you don't get them all. And then you think you got them all, and you lay down, and
hey,
it's...
Who eats crackers?
What if you stop eating crackers in bed?
Oh, it's my children,
I
say.
Grown up by now. They're grown up.
It's my children.
That excuse expired when they all turned six.
Nah, they... No.
I mean, come on. Crackers?
Well, what I said crackers, but it's usually chips, cookies, whatever. I mean, anything with crumbs. Crumbs could be the answer here. It's just universal crumbs.
Yeah.
They're the worst.
If you find an uneaten saltine as you reach your hand under the pillow, answer honestly, where's that thing going?
It's going in the belly. It's going straight to the old belly.
Has that ever happened?
I have not yet found it. I mean, let's be honest. If there's a saltine under my pillow, it is just crumbs. Because I'm not sleeping on a pillow and that saltine's making it out safely. It doesn't take much to crack a cracker. That's why they call it crackers.
Oh my goodness! Any other? Needles was one.
Oh ooh, yeah,
needles nice, would be real bad.
Nice hypodermic the needle from Back to the Future.
No, but just
man,
just like
a... you don't know. You're not in on Back to the Future jokes. You get out of
I
my
know
life.
Back to the Future.
Anything else that you had?
I had melted chocolate because
oh yeah,
I had that as well.
Then you weren't really sure. It,
yeah.
Toenail clippings.
Oh, gross.
Those can hurt and are gross.
And are like crumbs.
That would have been a better pick.
Oh.
Should have gone that. I'll take toenail clippings.
And I just, a wet spot.
Just wet?
Yeah.
Just how did this get
You'll
wet?
You'll never figure out what it is. Yeah. You smell it. There's no smell.
You're going to smell that over and
Even
over and over.
Even if it's water, you'll never be able to tell that it's water.
And the problem is, like, you'll get it on your hand. You'll smell your hand a few times. You won't be able to figure it out. And then you're going face in.
What about a gizzard?
Mm-hmm. Well, they're low calorie, high potassium, so It's good.
Delicious.
What did we learn today?
Well, it was off the cuff there right at the end, but I think we figured out the origin of the name for crackers.
Oh, yeah.
The snack, like this thing just cracks so easily, what should we call it?
You weren't really on the uptake for the last 30 years on that one?
No, I was not.
Okay.
I've never thought about crackers that much.
I learned that Jason thought porcupines were carnivores.
I did learn that they were carnivores. I learned that a toilet is an appliance.
Oh!
That's right! I finally settled! It is an appliance.
For you it is.
It meets the... yes, it's a very important appliance in my life. Eat this.
That'll do it for today's Spitballers. Thanks for tuning in and supporting the podcast.
Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to the Spitballers podcast. To see what other nonsense the guys are up to, check out spitballerspod.com.